The glory that is Rome. Speech. Friends, Romans, and countrymen, I have come before you to speak of the glory of our beloved Republic. As many of you know, as a citizen and elected leader of the Roman Republic, I have abundant authority to discuss this important topic. I come from a well-known Roman family that believes in helping to improve our society. Even as a boy, I looked forward to a career in government. To prepare for my future, I studied Latin, Greek, philosophy, public speaking, and a range of other subjects. My education gave me the rich background needed for the work I do today. I have devoted my life to Rome. When I was a young man, I proudly served in the Roman army. Later, I became a lawyer, and after that, a judge. As a censor, I conducted the census to count all the citizens in Rome. To pay for our beautiful buildings and art, I voted to impose taxes on our citizens. It was not a popular decision, but it was the right one. Now, I am a senator, just as my father and grandfather were. Every day, I have plenty of opportunities to aid the citizens of Rome. It is an honor to have a job that allows me to help others. We Romans are fortunate to enjoy the most important, in fact, the premier government in the entire world. After all, we offer citizenship to many people. Sometimes we even extend the concept of citizenship to those we have conquered. Our doctrine of citizenship gives people rights and protections by law. Indeed, our system of laws is the cornerstone of our republic. As senators, we vote on important issues and create new laws to help our people. This is hard work. We do not always agree. But we cannot ignore our laws or the needs of our citizens. That would lead to Rome's downfall. Therefore, let us proudly join together to work for Rome, our glorious republic.